Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 13, 2020. The light, intelligent energy. Question: what is light? Is it some kind of energy? Answer: the light is what enters our desire and gives absolute fulfillment with satisfaction, knowledge, a sense of existence in all parameters on all axes. The light is the only intelligent energy in the world that carries out all actions upon matter. Matter is the desire to receive, to enjoy. There is nothing more than light and desire. The light works with the desire. They are opposite in properties. The desire wants to receive everything for itself, to absorb, and to be filled. The light wants to give, emanate, and fill. The entire universe is built based upon these two components, including our world and all other worlds. Only it consists of microdoses of desire and light. Question: it turns out that behind any desire there is a spark of light? Answer: without exception. Otherwise the desire would not exist. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 22nd of December 2019. Impressions from the 2020 Israel Congress. Question: what are your impressions of the past Congress? Answer: this Congress will be felt by us for a very long time to come. We cannot yet evaluate it. There has been a powerful and serious connection between people, groups, and, I would say, continents. Moreover, it happened at a time when the whole world is in panic from a spreading virus and other problems. What will happen to us? I think it is a wonderful time. We live in a special era. For the first time in human history, we are entering a new state, a feeling, awareness of the upper world. It was only revealed once in a small group of people when they came out of Egypt. However, what is going to happen now, starting from scratch, in all the nations of the world after the shattering, mingling, and so on, is, of course, a special state. I am very happy about it. You have no idea how great, special, and lucky you are. After all, out of billions, a small group of several thousands of people have been chosen. It's amazing. Now the post-Congress period begins. It's time for overcoming, and time for real work. Certain falls and descents are inevitable. In fact, the descent is a special state of the soul and body when it grinds, chews, and absorbs what it has received. And we have had a lot of impressions. We could not even get through them. We grabbed them with, what is called, our mouth open. Now, these impressions are gradually accumulating in our mind and soul, slowly starting to be stored in a certain archive. Using the absorbed material, we are already climbing to the next stage. All our previous knowledge receives elevation. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 1, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is there a treatment for the coronavirus? It might sound very profound and not what people expect as the answer. But positive human connection is indeed the ultimate solution not only to the coronavirus, but to all problems we experience on personal, social, global and ecological scales. Today, the coronavirus comes to show us that in the face of danger, we are all equal, and that there is no escape. The wisdom of Kabbalah, which I have been studying and teaching for over 40 years, states that there is nothing more powerful than positive human connection. As a practical example of the immense power of positive human connection in light of the coronavirus outbreak, after panic spread to various countries, including Israel, we hosted a World Kabbalah Convention in Tel Aviv. Around 5,000 people from 78 countries attended for 3 days, studying, eating, singing, hugging and dancing together in one space. Moreover, a lot of the participants shared accommodation with each other. We had a medical team on board, and there were no reports of anyone getting sick for the entire convention. The principle is very simple: we have nothing to be afraid of if we aim at unity. Our positive connection is the disinfectant and the real treatment for any disease, because by connecting, we come closer to nature's connected form and experience a certain extent of balance with nature. All diseases stem from our imbalance with nature, and so we need only learn how to use this tool of our connectedness to enter into more balance with nature, experiencing positive outcomes as a result. If our thoughts and attitudes are positive toward one another, mutually considerate and caring, we then become immune to harmful forces. When we connect in a single thought and goal, as one man with one heart, we build a field of love and gain the strength to deal with any disease. Continuing the Congress with an ascent. Spiritual work is unlike our regular work in this world. In everyday life, we are used to the fact that if we get up in the morning, go to work, take care of family and society in the evening, this is what life is all about. But spiritual life is not measured in this way. In spiritual work, the achieved level or state is considered zero relative to the next state, which is measured only by the difference, the addition to the prior degree. Each new state has to be greater than the previous one, which means that we are entering spiritual life. Otherwise, it is not spiritual but corporeal. If any success lasts longer than the moment it was achieved in, it turns into a corporeal and egoistic state. It is no longer considered that we are aimed at the Creator, at spiritual work. There is nothing spiritual or unique about it. Therefore, the group must be concerned with constantly renewing its spirit. If the impression of what was achieved lingers to the next moment, it loses its flavor. We did tremendous and important work at the Congress, but all this is already in the past. The states should change at a base of breathing, inhale, exhale. We cannot accept absence or renewal. Usually, after such major congresses, we tend to fall into a slumber, like hibernating animals. It usually takes about a week to calm down after such sharp spikes and return to normal. Most importantly, do not give in to such transitional states. With electricity, such transitional processes always take place when the system comes out of balance after sharp shifts and need time to stabilize. The Congress itself is a giant jolt upward followed by a sharp fall in which everything depends on the work in the group, on the connection between us, rather than the internal work inside each of us. Each one of us is a zero, but there is the ten that creates something new. Naturally, a person cannot feel the rising spirit, the desire, or the drive forward on his own. It is good that we do not feel any of it because this is precisely what lets us create a new corrected state together. Spiritual work is increasingly powerful unity of friends in the group. There is nothing else. Strive to achieve this unity faster so that the upper light can reign between us. It depends on our unity. We must make efforts to unite in such a way that the power of unity is revealed in us even stronger, until we reveal the power of love. The power of love is already the Creator. The spiritual state ends the moment I begin to feel it. If I can sense it, it means that it has already gone. Now we have to create a new state by connecting and uniting with the friends. The previous state was given to us by the Creator. It was Him who organized the Congress and ensured its success. And now, after this success, we must bring a sacrifice because it was not us who guaranteed the success, so we must be grateful to the Creator for all the work that has been done. He did it as an example so that we would be able to execute it ourselves and create a permanent result in us. We are seemingly returning to the same state as at the Congress, but through our own efforts. We no longer receive awakening from above, which let us unite at the Congress in the desert. If we continue to exert our own efforts, not only will we bring back the recent unity, but we will be able to attain in our own Kelim what this awakening entailed. There is no need to think of the prior states. Doing so is a klipa. We need to aim toward greater and greater unity. We will not feel it the way we did in the past because the kli is always changing, and we are reaching new states within the connection. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. The Creator gave us an example that left an impression on us, awakened us, and now all we have to do is keep on working. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 2nd, 2020, continuing the Congress with an ascent. The Times of Israel published my new article, The Spiritual Root and Corporeal Branches of the Jews. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a method that was established by Abraham around 3,800 years ago, which guides a process of positive connection among people toward their resemblance with the higher force of nature, one of love and bestowal. Kabbalah teaches that by trying to resemble the force of love and bestowal through our efforts to connect, we attract it into our lives and it corrects us. Correction, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, means reaching the perception of the uniqueness of the force of love and bestowal, and when we reach such perception, we see how no other force operates in the world. Opposite the force of love and bestowal is the force of reception, the force acting in the created beings. The force of reception, which is the nature of the created beings, provides us with the ability to differentiate between reception and its opposite force of love and bestowal, as through the opposite of a certain phenomenon, the existence of its opposite can be perceived. By existing in an opposite receptive nature to the giving nature, we can connect by awakening the force of giving and love above the force of reception, and by doing so, reach balance with nature, a sensation of harmony, perfection and eternity. According to the two opposite natures of giving and receiving, humanity divides into two general groups. One is a small group originating in those who studied with Abraham, which directed itself to connect and attain the force of love and bestowal. The other is much larger, holding beliefs in myriad corporeal forms, objects and images. Abraham's group received the name, Israel, Yasharel, straight to God, from their orientation to attain the force of love and bestowal, and in later generations they received the name, Jews, from the word for united, Yehudi. People with no such inclination received the name, the nations of the world. According to the Jewish nation's origin, a unification in a common tendency toward the force of love and bestowal, that same tendency should remain as their primary engagement. In other words, the nation of Israel has no need to conduct numerous physical actions, but need only focus on connecting as one man with one heart. That is Abraham's method in a nutshell. During its years of exile, the nation of Israel mingled with the nations of the world. Many descendants of Abraham's group ended up functioning solely with the force of reception, detached from the force of love and bestowal. In the meantime, some of the nations of the world who felt attracted to unity joined the group of Israel. Those from Israel who failed to unite above the increased egoistic desire that acted in them became idolaters, infusing corporeal forms, objects and actions with spiritual importance. The two groups exist in a certain blend until today. The change from being a unified nation that senses the higher force, to becoming detached from the sensation of unity and focusing solely on receiving, took place mainly during the ruin of the first and second temples, and intensified in the exile that followed them. Many people from the Jewish nation started performing a number of actions, seeming signs of spiritual motions that exist separate from the human body and the material world. They thought that in such a way they would be able to somehow protect themselves in a common framework and not disperse. My teacher, Rabash, called such actions customs. Customs have their place, until we will become ready enough to understand what is most important, the work of the heart, that is, the inner work of unity with others in a common tendency toward the force of love and bestowal. What we do with our hands, legs and mouths is in order to ultimately advance us to conduct internal actions upon our attitude to others, an inner shift from being concerned only about ourselves to being concerned about others, to a point where we love them. Until today, humanity finds it difficult to absorb the idea that the Creator is a force. It is understandable, since our entire perception is based on corporeal senses. Yet, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is nothing holy in a tree or in a stone, nor in blood or flesh. Holiness can only be in the connection between us, differentiated from and above the egoistic force that separates us. Holiness exists in the balance between two fundamental forces at the foundation of nature, reception and bestowal, without cancelling either quality or inclination. That is why the principles of the wisdom of Kabbalah sound complicated and difficult to absorb, even though the main principle is easy to understand, that we need to reach positive connection among all people, a connection that includes each and every person equally. Moreover, in the heart of our connection, love becomes revealed, which is a positive force that covers all division, hatred and conflict, and by reaching such a state, we discover nothing less than perfection and eternity. Antisemitism, the Root and the Solution, talk with Professor Stephen Bronner. Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Professor Stephen Bronner, co-director of the International Council for Diplomacy and Dialogue and the author of A Rumor About the Jews, Antisemitism, Conspiracy, and the Protocols of Zion discuss the roots and possible solution for antisemitism. Antisemitism is a multifaceted phenomenon. It manifests in different forms and, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is the consequence of the Jewish people who have no awareness of their role in the world, and thus, also have no willingness to carry it out. What is that role? The role of the Jewish people is to implement the method of connection above our selfish attitudes toward each other and pass it to the world, becoming a light unto the nations, as it is written in the scriptures. According to their historical background, Jews originated around 3,800 years ago in ancient Babylon as a collection of 70 different nations united by the ideological principle, love your neighbor as yourself. Since this principle contradicted the Mesopotamian lifestyle, King Nimrod expelled the Jews from Babylon, and they embarked in the direction of the land of Canaan. Over time, people could not observe the condition of love your neighbor as yourself, and the original spiritual root of the Jews, unity above all differences, became forgotten and replaced by customs. This is how religions and practices emerged, as compensation for the method of connection that has since been lost. Nevertheless, the Jews still bear this method within. Whether or not they are aware of it, or and whether or not they refuse to perform it, the Jewish people have an inner calling to unite and spread unity above differences to the world. Hatred from the nations of the world is a subconscious demand upon the Jews to carry out this role. Therefore, to solve the problem of antisemitism, Jews need to present an example of uniting above differences, and by doing so, let the world follow them, ultimately paving the path to balance with nature, harmony and social cohesion. Development of Egoism and the Method of Connection, Part 9. The People of Israel Before the Construction of the Temple. Question. After exiting Egypt and receiving the Torah at Mount Sinai, the people of Israel with their newfound unity conquered the land of Canaan and turned it into the land of Israel. Eretz Israel means the desire to be like the Creator. This entire time, the development and implementation of Moses' methodology continued. I wonder what people did before the construction of the temple? After all, then there was no study of the Torah and the commandments. It was introduced much later. Answer: there was no study because people did it in practice. The meaning of their life was to be constantly in increasing communication with each other and to reveal the Creator in their unity. They felt this methodology, applied it and implemented it very clearly among themselves more or less. Although, in principle, this was the reason for the war. Comment: the famous historian Josephus Flavius writes, "It is impossible to describe the differences in the customs and laws of many forms of rule that mankind had developed. Most could be subsumed under the following three types: monarchy, oligarchy, and democracy." And our legislator, Moses, abandoning all of the above, created the so-called theocracy. Theocracy is when a spiritual and governmental leader is represented in one person. My response: spirituality rules over the people. Comment: the state formed by the Jews existed for about 200 years without a regular army and without a centralized administrative apparatus. Spiritual mentors from the tribe of Levi were deprived of land allotment and lived in 48 cities that belonged to other tribes. They only taught people. All the people were literate without exception. Moreover, children were taught to read and write at the age of 3. Besides, the Jews are the people who do not need a king. The first king Saul came after the death of Moses when he began a war with the neighbors. Before that, the people managed without a king. My response: spiritual communication was enough for them to exist. In addition, they supported the kings and Levites, that is, all those who taught them and spiritually supported them. After all, the very first authority was based on upper governance. Comment: another interesting fact is that a Jewish king could be subjected to bodily punishment for various offenses. If, for example, he allowed himself to take more horses or money, he could be punished. My response: yes. The upper spiritual governance was above the king. Comment: also, there was a special attitude to the weak, frail, women, and slaves. It was believed that if you had one pillow, you should give it to a slave. My response: that is, relations between people required them to aim for greater understanding, interaction, interconnection, and greater positive interdependence. From CabTV's System Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, July 1, 2019. Wisdom of King Solomon, he who guards his mouth. Proverbs 13:3. He who watches his mouth guards his soul, for one who opens his lips why there is ruin. King Solomon. Question: what is this about? Answer: this is about what you need to understand, whom you are dealing with, and acting only to the extent that you can influence the world in a good way, kindly. Lead it with your morals, your influences to the right actions. Take care of what you give to the world so that it is clear to everyone, and so that they can use it for their own benefit. Question: what is beneficial for the world? Answer: the only beneficial thing for the world is connection. Question: that is, everything you can do and everything you can say should be only in the direction of connection. Is it called to guard my mouth? Answer: yes. Question: what does it mean, the one who opens his lips? Answer: this is when you do not control your influences on the world and can do a lot of harm to the world by this. Question: can a person not set the world on fire? Answer: no. Our nature is such that we inadvertently act supposedly for the benefit of ourselves, and therefore to the detriment of the world. Comment: but you are contradicting yourself. A person cannot avoid setting the world on fire with every word. My response: no, we are talking about an ordinary person, not a Kabbalist. The Kabbalist clearly controls and feels what influences he gives to the world, what his message is, and how the world will perceive it. Even if the Kabbalist himself is not very happy about it, in the end, he will teach the world. If not today, then tomorrow, the world will understand that it must move by a different path. Question: can a Kabbalist give only good information to the world? Answer: a Kabbalist can give the world only good information because he feels the inner force of nature and from there draws the method of his entry into the world, that is, of addressing the world. He can do no harm. The world might not understand this, but there can be no harm from a Kabbalist. Although usually his exit to the world seems very unpleasant, abrupt, and untimely. Question: does this stop a Kabbalist? Answer: it does not, because he sees what benefit he can nevertheless bring to the world, how much he can move the world forward in the right direction, therefore, he does not think much about himself. Although, later he suffers. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, the 23rd of December 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what should couples do to improve their relationships? To improve their relationships, couples should first forgive anything that they hold against each other. The same way we want others to forgive us for negative actions or mistakes we have done, we should try to forgive others in advance. Moreover, forgiveness extends beyond relationships between couples. Ultimately, it applies to society at large. Even in the smallest of acts, in all kinds of encounters with other people, when driving, shopping, waiting in queues, and so on, we would experience better lives if we tried to forgive people in advance. Today's society lacks that a lot. We need to internalize how small and weak we really are, and how easily our mood can drop due to some negative interaction. We thus need to lower our demands upon others. After forgiveness, our next step is to work on love, that is, love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, as we constantly consider our own benefit, and know all kinds of details about what we enjoy, trying to fulfill our own desires demands, we should try to understand our partner's desires to the same extent, and seek to fulfill them as we do ourselves. Love is thus grown through mutual concessions, where each partner concedes their self-focus and seeks to think about the other, trying to give them what makes them feel good. This is why it is important to find a partner that has the same goal in life. Both partners can then enjoy from supporting each other to their mutual goal.